Hello, and welcome to the Element Gaming Network. I am Mike, and with me, as usual, is Megan. And, of course, Bixie.
Hello.
And this week we have a very special guest. Her name is Nox, and she's adorable. Everyone give her a warm welcome.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
I was trying to play the audience again.
Oh, okay.
Hello. That's my audience voice. Hello.
Bixie is your voice of the audience.
Yeah.
He's your voice, people. He's your
Yeah.
voice.
Don't let me down, and I won't let you down.
See that? This week we have, more FML reads from Meg as usual. Meg is not sick anymore, by the way, which is a good thing.
Yay.
Random Facebook shit. Minecon. Yay. Carl Lashes.
Every time I hear it, it just
Makes me
sickens
giggle.
me
Every
out. You don't
time.
know what it is, stay tuned. I assure you, it's probably the most interesting thing we have for you this week. I'm kidding, I'm kidding. Assassin's Creed Revelations, Need for Speed, Halo, The Redux, Deus Ex, Jizz, and Minecraft!
Yay!
Woo.
Music this week by Cruella, Sneaky Sound System, and Fusion. Again, this is basically every episode until I run out of Fusion songs, gonna be running them because they're great. Okay, let's kick it off then. Meg,
Yes.
let's hear those FMLs you've got.
Okay. I have about five for you today. They're actually pretty good so far. The first one is today while working the drive-thru at McDonald's, I was handing a gentleman his vanilla shake. He responded by popping the cap off, yelling "Fire in the hole!" and throwing it back in. He quickly drove off. I was
Oh,
a
God.
vanilla shake. Yeah, FML. Okay.
Wow. Wow.
Fuck hell.
I don't even know what to say about that.
Someone is really excited about Modern Warfare 3. That
Oh.
makes one person.
Makes, yeah, one person.
Well, that and all the other diehard little fags
Out of
that
all the other
this game.
5 billion people.
Anyway, thank you, Meg. Well done.
Okay, here's the second one. Today I was practicing my lines for theater class in the hall. My partner and I chose a script where we argue over me stealing her boyfriend. Since it started to sound like a real argument, another student said I was a crazy bitch and punched me in the face. FML.
Oh, damn.
Yes.
Did they specify if the student was male or female who did the punching?
No,
That
not
was
at all.
definitely a female.
I hope
Because
so.
there's no male that would go up and be like, "You fucking bitch," and punch her in the face.
Oh, really?
Not that
Really?
These guys aren't like that, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there are guys that are like that, but I'm just saying.
What about the guy who punched Rihanna?
Oh,
Chris
well.
Brown.
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown. Okay,
Stop.
next one, next one. Today, my dad and I got into a fight over who gets the last corner piece of the brownies. I ended up with a black guy and a sprained wrist. He ended up with a brownie and ran away laughing.
What? I don't even what?
Child abuse?
Yes, much. Okay. Today, I told my boss about a coworker that had been hitting on me. She looked me dead in the eye and said, "I was afraid that would happen. He's a bit of a chubby chaser."
Whoa. Damn.
Wow.
Owned.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about a good day at work. Okay, and then last but not least, this one's actually my favorite so far. Today, I was naked, still deciding what to wear, when the doorbell rang. I grabbed the closest thing co to cover me up with, which was my Snuggie. I answered the door. It was kids asking for donations. Without thinking, I turned around to grab my purse.
Oh. Well,
Don't Snuggies go
that's not
all?
really
Don't
bad.
those go all the way around?
No,
Oh.
they only cover. It's like take your robe and put it backwards.
Oh,
Yeah.
I thought it was like a cloak.
Yeah,
No,
it's
not
basically
awful.
it's a bathrobe but backwards.
Yeah,
You know,
like your entire
the
ass
same
is
thing
like
happened to me
out.
today. I was in the shower and the landlord's son came by looking for the air conditioner.
Me too. Me freaking too.
And the best part about it is
And
he
he
knocked on
saw
my
your
door.
ass?
No, he knocked on my door several times. Then he just opened his way in himself
Oh,
with his
see, he didn't do
fucking
that to
key
me.
and just came into my house.
Oh, imagine if you were
Wow.
naked. That'd have been great.
Yeah.
I was gonna say, I thought because you said, well, the same thing happened to me.
Yeah,
But.
as in, like, the landlord's son came and
And, like, saw your
pounded on my
ass.
door. No.
No, he pounced off my door and then let himself into my house. Oh. While I was naked. Well...
Oh.
So okay. I hastily put boxer shorts on and confronted him.
Oh, you just revealed something very personal about yourself, Michael.
Oh.
What? But you wear boxer briefs.
I wear boxer shorts.
Boxer shorts. Oh, that's so much better.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you wearing? Tidy whiteies.
No.
What's so wrong with boxers? Everybody wears those.
I wear boxers. Yeah. Are you trying to say something bad about boxers?
No, that's just what girls think. Like that's what girls wonder is, you know, is he a boxers or a tidy whiteies kind of guy?
Like, what is, like, what's the, you know?
Nothing, boxers are comfy as hell.
Yeah,
I'm so confused.
I mean, yeah, I don't know where this came from.
That's what girls wonder. That's what girls think about. Is he a boxers or is he tidy whitey kind of guy?
Is that what girls think about?
Really?
Yes, yes.
Wow, so that's what you take forever in the bathroom for? I wonder how many guys out there are wearing boxers. Let's have a roundtable discussion on it right now.
I'm gonna call everyone and put them on conference.
Girls, unite!
Okay.
Okay.
No.
It was a little off topic.
Yeah, just a little.
Is that all the FMLs you have for us?
Yes, that's it.
Well, thank you, Megan.
No problem.
Now off to harass some random people on Facebook. And, this is fun. This is fun. I noticed none of you guys leave me comments anywhere, so,
Me neither.
Get on that. Well, not about Facebook, just on the show page. None of you leave comments, none of you contribute, although you're constantly urged to. And that's fine. If you don't want anything to do with this show, fuck you.
Whoa. Whoa. This shit just got real. Real fast.
It got real, motherfucker. ooh. Here's one. Matthew J. Wise. I need a new tattoo. Any ideas?
Yes, get the Element Gaming Network logo.
Parentheses, it says keep it clean. But
keep it clean.
I wasn't going to read that part out. And just, guys, I'm if you sure ever make some tattoo said. Idea, regardless of whether it's clean or not, go ahead and leave a comment. Or don't.
He can get the EG Network logo tattooed on his ass.
He could, or he could get a giant dick tattooed in his forehead. Because that's what
I knew you were saying.
That's what he is. He's a huge dick. Because
that's original.
It's a big dick on his ass.
Let's see. It seems there aren't really that many interesting things going on Facebook. There's nobody, oh.
Is there ever?
Where's that one by my sister? Oh, there it is. My sister says, I wish alcohol didn't exist, so no one would even want to drink it. Well, my dear, as much as I applaud your efforts, if alcohol didn't exist, then something else would exist, and people would do that. So, to you.
Exactly.
I can't believe that's my sister. I really cannot believe that.
You'd be amazed at some of the
shit
my sister
really,
says.
Can you really not
believe
that?
I grew out of my whole prude thing. Like, I'm not trying to say anything negative toward her in case she listens. I'm just saying. I grew out of my whole, like, prude thing when, like, high school started. And, you know, props to her for keeping it up this long. Really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
I mean, because I don't know anyone who's, like, stayed like that for this long.
Yeah, but the thing is, I do want to, like, it's one thing to not do it, but it's an entirely other thing to oppose its existence. That's just offensive. Yeah.
And kind of belittle people.
Yeah, it's like a proper Christian mentality, and I should mention that she does go to church retreats. So I do understand.
That makes so much more sense.
I do understand where she gets it from. But it's typical, I'm better than you, that's what the word is, holier than thou mentality.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
and Kat, if you ever listen to this, it's no offense, but just stop.
Right, Kat.
Stop it.
Kat, I'm sorry, I truly am, but don't tell people what to do.
Exactly. And don't be pissed at people.
One day
doing something
it's gonna come back, bite you in the ass, and I'm just gonna laugh because I told you so.
Yeah, what if some guy who tries to hire her is an alcoholic?
And he listens to this podcast.
Yes. Yes.
In that unlikely scenario, I'd say she gets fucked.
Well and truly.
And now the worst part is 5 people have liked it.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
There are other people that she's friends with that, like, buy into her bullshit.
Oh, you're Christian. Yeah. Oh, come on. That's my sister you're saying that to.
Oh, no, I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
no,
I don't.
That's not against your sister. That's against her friends. So,
yeah.
I mean,
oh, he said buy into her bullshit.
Well, I mean, you just kind of said it was bullshit without saying it's bullshit.
I was trying to be
bullshit.
Diplomatic, though.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't thinking fast enough to be diplomatic. But, you know, I mean, I guess I can't really say anything because then I'd be turning into her. But, you know, whatever. Move on. Let's move on.
Now, this one's by a certain somebody who all of us know.
I already know.
Say this till it's official. Winter's coming.
Well,
that's by you, Big C.
Yeah. I thought it was going to be our
other. No, surprisingly enough, she doesn't have any status updates.
Really?
The girl who I make talk in a really high voice. Like
that. Oh, really?
Yeah. She has status updates.
She had a slow week, huh?
Apparently. Well, even during a slow week, she says stupid shit, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't that what Facebook is for stupid shit?
Well, yes and no. When I make a status update, usually it's about something that's not my little baby K.
God.
Oh, God. Wow, yeah. That's all for Facebook, everyone. Thanks for sticking through. This has been horrible. Now,
we're all going to go shoot ourselves in the face now.
Yeah, why not? Minecon is going on right now. Minecon is going on right now. It's actually ended today.
Wait, isn't it tomorrow?
No, it's tomorrow, the 19th, yeah.
Yeah.
Deadmau5
plays tomorrow.
Deadmau5 does play tomorrow. He's going to be there playing a free show for all of you who bought tickets.
Lucky bastards.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of stuff is going on. You know, there's a lot of booths. I don't think the Elks cast ended up going, but a lot of
Did
they?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have videos of it?
I don't think they have videos of the actual convention, but they have a video of Simon unboxing the goodie bag.
Oh, cool.
So.
Right, because they are, like, they were for Gamescom. They were Mojang's personal representatives on the Jedi Council.
Whoa.
You see what I did
there? Whole nother level.
You see what I did there?
Let's see what you did there.
I've appointed you to be my personal representative on the Jedi Council.
If anyone knows where that's from, major props.
Right.
A lot of people, you can't just say what it's from, you have to say which one it's from.
Yeah. It's not enough to say what it's from in this case.
Yeah, you can't just say blank blank. You have to say blank blank. Episode blank.
I think you've just given away the first part.
No.
Is this a competition now that we'll give them $1 million if they can guess it?
No. Well, but speaking of giveaways, sometime in the next few weeks, I will announce I'm going to be giving away the collector's edition of Batman Arkham City, which comes with a nice little Batman figurine. It's a great thing. So guys,
wait. What platform?
Xbox 360.
Oh wow! I might enter into this.
Okay.
Everyone goes quiet.
Sorry, I got a text message.
Good lord. Shambles.
I'm not sure it'll be appropriate if a person from the network entered.
Why not? It's going to be completely random.
We're running it.
Well, I know that, but I mean, you're not going to... I mean, wait. What's the contest even? Is it just like a random poll or?
I'm gonna randomly draw people. Anyway, I'm trying to explain that. Anyway, okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, guys, I'm gonna set up a Facebook page for the show, and you guys can go ahead and just click like. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm. And don't worry, I won't enter. So I don't want to screw up anyone's chances.
Well, you can enter. If it is you.
I won't get picked.
I'll let you know it was you, and then I'll just re-pick somebody.
Well, then there's no point in me entering it all now.
Automatic fail.
Yeah. Preemptive fail.
Well, that goes for you too, Meg.
Well, I probably wouldn't know anyway, so it wouldn't matter.
Well, anyway, yeah, I'm going to put Facebook page up. I'll put the link in the show notes. Definitely this time. I'll usually say I put things in the show notes and they're never there. But this time it will be there. When
didn't you say that last episode?
When the time comes. So keep in touch, guys. Keep in touch.
Yeah.
Anyway, car lashes. Why don't you explain that, Pixie?
Well, I was perusing the vast landscape of Facebook this morning, or yesterday, and someone had posted this link saying car lashes, and immediately I was intrigued, because that's not two words you see put together. So
no, it's not.
I looked at it, and what it is, basically, is like, I don't want to say like latex, but it's like ceramic eyelashes that you can put on your car, like above the headlights. And
what the fuck would you want to do that for?
I have no idea. And I think they have like eyeliner or something for it too.
Just to let you know, hey, you know, she's alive.
Yeah, wow. Oh my god. Nox.
Yeah,
well,
what's up?
Hello.
I think we introduced about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been that long. No, I'm kidding. You guys are always fun to be with, as usual.
Keep going.
Anyway, yeah, car lashes, go.
But yeah,
Thank you, Meg. Thank God for you.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Anyway, car lashes?
Car lashes, yeah. I mean, it just made me really just kind of like put into perspective how much us as like humanity are like fucked, because if people are coming up with ideas of putting eyelashes on your fucking car, I mean, the balls was funny, and it was like, oh, you know, that car has balls, you know, it was like a little joke, it was a little, you know, whatever, but fucking eyelashes. Eyelashes, just process this in your head.
Car eyelashes.
And if you want, Mike, I'll send you a link to put in the show notes if you're going to actually put stuff in there.
I will. I'll copy and paste the link directly into the show notes that I have.
So if any of you are as intrigued as I was, you can check that out and just marvel at how stupid we are as a race.
Yeah.
And it was just that was the only reason I wanted to bring it up, was just because it's like car lashes.
Now, people who buy that are definitely just dumb. The guy who made it, that's genius, because, like, fucking...
I mean,
those
that's
bitches
like
who have every Beanie Baby and like, all these ornaments and all these random
Beanie
bumper
Baby
stickers are going to eat that up. They're going to eat that up.
I'm sure. Like, I was telling it to one of my friends earlier, and she said that she's already seen it in real life already, and I thought this was, like, a new thing, but I guess it's been around
it's
for a while.
It's been around for a while, yeah.
And that's, like, this is the first I'm hearing of it, and
retardation like this doesn't just spontaneously combust into existence. Well,
you watch your tongue there.
Yeah. Well,
because there, I can't think of anything, but I'm sure there is.
Packers Bill.
Which
has been defeated. It's been defeated.
Hooray.
Yay! We can all rest easy. It's been defeated. Finally.
Until it gets brought up again.
Yeah. Hopefully revised.
Yes. Because that was, I'm sorry, that was probably the most loosely worded anything that I've ever read.
It was about as loosely worded as the Patriot Act, and look what happened with that.
There you go. There you fucking go. Honestly, that's probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah. You were saying something about a new look for YouTube, Chris.
Yeah. I've seen some screenshots of it, and I couldn't actually find any now that I just tried to look them up. But apparently YouTube is going to be changing its layout very soon. And, I mean, it looks a little bit darker than, it's got like some more dark colors in there. It's not going to be like just all white. And, I don't know, I don't have much to say about it because I really haven't seen that much.
Okay.
They didn't really say when they were going to be changing it for everybody, but they're currently doing what they call a 1% test, which is they're only grabbing like 1% of random people and just giving it to them to see how it works, I guess. And
okay.
Then, you know.
All right, well, let's have a look forward to. YouTube's going to have a whole new look. Will it be good, or will it be just fail? We'll find out, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. If any of you have that new YouTube, let us know how it is, because I don't have it yet.
Neither do I.
So.
Anyway, it's about time for our first song, which is going Woo. To be, if you remember last week, we ran Blackout by Fusion. Well, this is the remix by SK of Blackout Woo. By Fusion. Hope you guys enjoy.
Enjoy it.
Hello, and welcome back. That was Blackout by Fusion, the SK Remix. If you guys like it, go ahead and get it for free. I'll post a link in the show notes.
No, we won't.
I was going to say,
no, I won't. Just Google it. Just Google it. You're better off. Just Google it.
Yeah, put the effort in. Listeners. We're not going to put anything
Speaking
in.
Speaking of putting effort, all I'm not going to put any effort in, because they're not putting any effort in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Burns.
Now it's time for the first game, and that would be Assassin's Creed Revelations. Chris, you've bought that.
Yes, I have.
And how is it any different from all the other ones?
Well, as a whole entire game, no. It's like, it's basically, if you've loved all the other Assassin's Creeds, you'll love Revelations. I mean, I gotta have to applaud Ubisoft, because, you know, with most games, because I know how, when we were talking about Call of Duty and saying that it was the same old shit, you know, only slight iterations in every different release. Mm-hmm. With Assassin's Creed, even though that it suffers from that same thing, it's not like I got tired of playing it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, oh God, Assassin's Creed is just the same shit. Like, every time I play it, I mean, they add new stuff that kind of, you know, adds another level of immersiveness, I guess you could say.
Right.
With and like in Revelations, there's this whole system, like, you with the assassins have like their own dens,
okay,
and the Templars can attempt to take over your dens, and then it kind of goes into this like mini game, like tower defense kind of thing, where you're like standing on the rooftop and you can like place units on the rooftop and you place like barriers. And it's actually,
ooh, like Rock of Ages.
Kind of, yeah. And it's really fun. And it was a weird thing, because I never would have thought that it would have taken that kind of turn. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's like nice and fresh. It takes place in Constantinople, I think.
Okay.
Is what it's called. Because they keep saying, oh, it's, all these other names that, because it's like right at the turn of the century and...
Right, as you guys, those of you listening who don't know about this, Assassin's Creed takes place during the Crusade era in the Middle Ages. And,
well, that's when it began.
Oh, what is it now then?
I mean, it's kind of like, because Assassin's Creed 2 is kind of like the Renaissance-ish area, and I guess it's still kind of in that, because now you have like guys with muskets and stuff like that, so
okay.
It's still in that kind of era. I mean, it's not like, you know, futuristic.
Okay.
But...
Well, if it were, it'd be called Hitman.
There you go. I mean, as much, because I haven't played much of the story, because I've been kind of just like running around and doing all the viewpoints and all that stuff, because that's what I usually do in the beginning. As soon as I can go around the whole entire map, I just reveal as much of the map as possible.
Okay.
And I mean, the story from what I've played of it so far is it's good. Apparently, you get to play as Altair in some part of the game, but I haven't gotten up to that point yet.
All right.
And for the people that don't know, Altair is the guy that you play as in the first Assassin's Creed.
Okay.
And, I mean, yeah, you're still playing as Ezio, and it's fun as hell. I mean, I will always sing Assassin's Creed's praises, because it's been an awesome game series, and it hasn't let me down yet. I mean, Brotherhood was kind of... I mean, I'm kind of glad they called it Brotherhood instead of, like, you know, Assassin's Creed 3, because it really was all, it was just, like, 2.5, where it was, like, it wasn't really improved in the graphics. Oh, yeah, and the graphics in Revelations, they made it look, like, so much more pretty. It was already a pretty game to begin with, but they took it to the next level.
Yeah.
And, you know, even, you know, because people always say, you know, that games don't always look that great on the 360, this game is just, I can't even say, it's just gorgeous.
Huh.
Even like, you know, I mean, I usually won't say this about anything, but Ezio, you know, he's kind of an attractive dude. And, you know, now in this game, he's like in his like late 40s, you know, early 50s, he's got a little gray on him. He still looks, he's got the same old voice, you know, he's still looking a little sexy. Not gonna lie.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, I can't really say much more than that. It's awesome as fuck. Buy it.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
You heard it here first.
You did.
Mm-hmm. Buy it. And you know, and it's I kind of feel embarrassed admitting this, but I had totally forgotten that it came out because I was too busy playing Skyrim. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was Wednesday, and then I was like, isn't Assassin's Creed supposed to be coming out this month? And then I look because I saved it in my phone, and it's like, oh, it came out yesterday? Ooh, that's a little awkward. Because usually I'm like on point with stuff like that, and then I was like, ooh. Feels a little weird.
Well, that just proves how captivating Skyrim is.
Yeah, and I'm still even not like a quarter of the way through Skyrim yet.
Right. Well, anyway, thanks for bringing up Assassin's Creed. Guys, go ahead and check it out. You know, pick it up. It's a good game. It always has been. It's a great series.
Yep.
Now, though, this is what I like to call game 1.25. Need for Speed. Basically, there's cars. Oh, you race around. That's the game.
There's no tits. No.
There's really not.
No.
Like, that's a game that you could say, like, you know, there's really not much.
Oh, I was done.
I was going to say, you really can't say much about
that's all
it.
That's all I had. It's racing. It's cars. It's unrealistic. It's an arcade game. Yeah. And go out and enjoy it.
If you like arcade racing games, buy it. If you like realistic games, buy Forza. I mean, I'm pretty sure if you do, you probably already have
Forza. Unfortunately, Forza doesn't come out for PS3. So.
Really?
I don't think it does. No.
Why?
I don't know.
I feel like that would be like
it's on Xbox.
Oh wait, was Forza like an Xbox exclusive game?
Maybe.
I think actually it might be. I'm not even sure. I'm gonna look that up now.
Okay. Well, anyway, this brings us to the real point, which is Halo Redux. This is the original Halo that came out with the Xbox, the original Xbox, and it's been redone. It's been beautified. Re-enhanced, or, you know, what the fuck, whatever, and
rebooted.
Yeah, reloaded.
It's kind of like the Metal Gear Solid, and like, I don't know, they did.
Yeah,
I don't know. Wasn't Blue was talking about other ones that they did, like Sly Fox or something like that.
Yeah,
no, yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. You guys haven't played it, right?
No. Well, the original one I have played, just not that. And yeah. I did play for a moment the new one at GameStop on release night.
Mm.
It's it is the old Halo, and it's good.
It is, and you know they have. I think the coolest thing about it is probably that if you're playing single player, you can switch between the old graphics and the redone graphics at any time.
Oh, they left that in there so that the diehard like Halo fans have something that, you know.
Still
be satisfied.
Yeah, it's really cool. I mean, I saw footage of it like in the old graphics, and I mean, even the older graphics look good. It's kind of like how they did with Metal Gear Solid, except for there's no like updated graphics to switch to.
Okay.
But they basically took like the older graphics, and made them look better.
Oh, okay.
So when does that come out?
It's
that came out
several days ago.
Only a couple of days old.
Yeah, no, the Halo. Well,
Halo
came out
1
this week.
Came out. Oh, 10 years ago?
Yeah, that was like a launch title for
the
original Xbox.
Came out this week.
Yeah, the
came out this on Wednesday. When was the day we went to Walmart that night? It was Wednesday, I think.
Yeah.
Yep, Wednesday.
I just got really confused.
Well, technically Thursday at 12:01 a.m. Well.
Oh, that was the game you couldn't think of.
No, Saints Row the Third was the one I couldn't think of because it's not worth mentioning.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been seeing that same commercial every fucking week.
Yeah.
With LMFAO. Drink all day.
Okay.
Play all night.
All LMFAO. Okay. I have a problem with LMFAO. They used to make good remixes of songs, and then they started doing their shit and making these catchy little songs that all the girls in America seem to want to listen to at every second, and it's on the radio constantly, and they're not really good songs, like Party Rock Anthem. All that was.
I love that song, dude.
See, now, the only reason I love that song is because the beat is really nice.
Yeah.
The lyrics are obviously not the best.
They're dumb.
I mean, I think LMFAO, like, they got the beat part down, but the lyrics,
They used to just remix other people's songs and leave the lyrics alone, just change the beats and make them sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, occasionally add a little rap in there, and, you know, it was just the only little bit that they put in. And it was good. And now that they've started doing their own thing, it's just go back to the old... Don't quit your day job.
See, now, like, I'm in Miami, bitch, is like, I don't know. I used to hate the fuck out of that song because it was just sounded so dumb.
I still hate
but then
and it's catchy. It's
so kind of
catchy,
and then it's like, yes. I love it because I hate it so much. And it's just like such a bad song, but it's really funny, and that's why I'll listen to it. Like, I don't listen to it on my own, but if it's on, I'll be like, oh, Ben Calder.
I feel that way about a lot of songs. It's just like,
yeah,
you know, oh my god, why did I have to play this song again? It's just like,
well,
oh.
It's it's not even the overplaying. It's just something about that song just annoys me, because I heard it on the radio once, actually, when it came out, and plus my sister sent me the YouTube video. I think it's because people keep harassing me about it. That's why I don't like the song.
Yeah, because they're like, oh, you like dubstep, you have to love this song.
It's not even dubstep. Yeah. To qualify that as dubstep would be just wrong.
Yeah, you have to admit that that's what people would relate it to.
No.
Well, the stupid hipster people, yes.
Yeah.
The people that make up
about 60% of the electro fans in the States.
Yes.
Yeah, basically.
These retarded people.
People that listen to, like, just Deadmau5 and Skrillex and they're like, yeah,
Skrillex,
I love...
Yeah, Deadmau5. Yeah.
People like Deadmau5. Fucking saying the song Cinema is made by Skrillex.
No, it's not.
I know. It's Benny Benassi,
yep.
People.
And he's been around forever.
Yeah. And
okay,
I'm sure.
We were talking about Halo. Let's go back to Halo.
Yes, Halo.
Oh, okay. Well, then what's the next game?
The next song is UFO by Sneaky Sound System. I hope you guys are listening enjoy it.
Real music.
That is UFO by Sneaky Sound System.
I saw UFO and nobody believes me. I was 16 miles from home. I'm not afraid to die.
And we're back. That was UFO by Sneaky Sound System. Go ahead and check them out. You know, Google them, look them up on YouTube at Vital Dubstep, and, you know, have yourself listen. The game I've been waiting excitedly to bring up on this Minecraft special. What could that game possibly be?
Days of Sex.
It is. It's Days of Sex. Days of Sex.
Human ejaculation.
Yeah, for those of you who know, it's Days of Sex, Human Revolution. And it's a great game. And we are awesome. We're going to talk about it because it's the shit. And, Chris, you want to do your take first?
Yeah. Well, first off, I mean, I can't really say anything bad about the game. I mean, I feel like anytime I talk about a game on this show, there's nothing bad I can ever say, except for the Call of Duty.
Well, that's me too, because usually I don't select terrible games to be on the show, except for Modern Warfare 3. That was a rare exception.
And yeah, that I think that was just so we could say something bad about it.
Well, no. I wouldn't say Need for Speed is terrible. I would just say it's the same thing. That's all.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's arcade racing. That's all it is. Anyway, Deus Ex. Chris, go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead and give us your take.
Well, when I first, because I had never played, like, I've heard of the Deus Ex games, like, I guess because they came out on, what,
PS2?
Wait,
there's more than one?
Yeah, there was one that came out way back. I think it was PS2. It could have been PS1. I'm not sure. But I had heard about it, and I never played it, and I never heard anything about it. But then when Human Revolution was coming out, I was like, people are saying good things. And I saw, like, a few gameplay videos, and I was like, oh, I'll check it out. And I was really, like, honestly, that was one of the games I could say that I got my money's worth. Mm. And, like, the story is fucking amazing. The gameplay, I like the gameplay because it's kind of a mix between Metal Gear Solid and, I don't know, kind of like Fallout, sort of, you know what I mean? In the kind of like that open world kind of aspect. Yes. And I kind of like how you can take any kind of approach to the game, and, you know, you don't have to do it one certain way. You know what I mean? You can be stealthy, or you can go in guns blazing. And I like games like that where you don't have to follow one specific way of doing things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you there, especially like that you could even do like a mix of both sort of being stealthy and just killing everyone, which is nice.
Yeah. It's cool. I mean, I never fully beat the game because it was around the time where everything else, like Dead Island and all those games were coming out. Mm. And I never got to finish it, and I started another playthrough, and I still haven't finished it because Skyrim and Battlefield 3 came out. And
so the
all
timing
that stuff
was never really right for you then?
Yeah, it was kind of like a bad time, but I mean, I honestly, from everything that I played, it kept me interested. You know, every day I was like, all right, I want to continue playing and, you know, keep finding out what's going on in the story, because it's really interesting, and it kind of throws you for a few loops.
Yeah, well,
you know, every now and then.
Right. Okay. So, do you have more to add to that? Actually, I'm sorry, I just cut you off pointlessly.
It's all right. I mean, you can give your view on it.
Oh, no, I wasn't, like, trying to. I just, like, I was going to say something, and I just blanked out.
No, go ahead.
I blanked
out.
Oh,
you blanked out. Oh. And I guess I blanked out, too. For a split second. Hmm. But, I mean, it's... Honestly, I feel like if you like RPG, adventure, shooter, stealth games, I mean, it encompasses a large group,
right,
of
that's
games
one thing,
together.
That's one thing I wanted to say, definitely, is it Deus Ex is basically a hybrid of every good game that's come out in the last 2 years and even beyond that, thrown together in one, and it's been done fantastically well.
Yeah, even like what we were saying before, the inventory system gave me a lot of reminiscent thoughts about Resident Evil, because it's got like the arrangement type of, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you arrange your inventory.
You have to actually, yeah, physically arrange your inventory to be able to fit the maximum amount of things you can into it. Mm-hmm. Right.
See, I hated that aspect of Resident Evil.
I mean, I when I first started playing Resident Evil, I didn't like it, but, you know, after I played a few of the games, I just, you know, kind of got used to it. And it just kind of made me think of those games. And I haven't...
Well, there's an option, the switch on, that it automatically does it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
There wasn't Resident Evil 2.
No, it's on by default.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You have to actually disable it in order to...
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I play with it enabled just because I don't have the time to sit there and rearrange my inventory. But
yeah, and die and then have to do it all over again.
Well, I usually save right after I do anything crucial in that game, which is important. Yeah. You can save at any time you want.
Yeah, and also for people, if you're playing Skyrim, I'm sure if you've been playing Skyrim for as long as I have since it came out, you need to know that you have to save in that game because, you know, you think that you can just, like, because it auto-saves a decent amount of times.
Okay.
But there'll be times where you're about to go on a mission, and if it's not, like, if you don't go inside of another place during the mission, it won't auto-save it. So, let's say if you die, like, walking there, because you have to, like, you know, you have to walk to every place in order to, like, fast travel to it later.
Okay.
And this happened to me many times, where I would be halfway to a place, and then I come up to, like, I don't know, like a cave troll or something, and then it would beat the shit out of me, and then I would have to start all the way back from the village that I started at. So you have to get in the habit of saving frequently. But
right.
I just
thanks for that long wordy thing about Skyrim.
Yeah, I
that
know.
Has nothing to do with Deus Ex. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I know. I just I meant for it to be like a little blurb, and I just kind of wrote off on it. But
yep. Once again, that is nothing to do with Deus Ex. Yeah. But yeah, Skyrim is good. Anyway, back to Deus Ex. I've been playing the shit out of it. I just picked it up yesterday, using some money that I have had in limbo at GameStop for a long time now. Where basically, I'll buy a game, 7 days later, return it, used game of course, and get a new one. And then play mostly single player games. I'm going to start on that. I've never actually played BioShock, so now's the perfect time to start. So yeah, Deus Ex, I've been playing it so far, I'm not all that far in it, I've only been playing it for like a day, but it's fantastic. It is every bit as great as I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be a bit different. I thought it was just a first-person shooter when I first like saw Let's Play videos of it. I thought it was just, it's a first-person shooter. But when I got it, I realized it was so much more than that. It's a detective game. It's a first-person shooter. It's an RPG. It's
third-person.
It's third-person when you're in the cover system, which is much like Gears of War. It's very reminiscent of Gears of War. And the combat, though, unlike Gears of War, is very realistic in this game. You cannot take that many bullets or you will die. And they've got the ranges down. You can upgrade your weapons. You can, it's free roaming, as you said. And I thoroughly enjoy it. It's got a fantastic story done by Square Enix, so you know it's going to be good. And, like, I don't really think I have anything negative to say about it, except that I did encounter one bug where, like, I just fell through the map randomly, like climbing on top of boxes or killing a ghost. I think I can't remember which one it was. I just know that I fell through the world, like, and died. And it was, like, weird. It was really weird. But that's the only bug I've really encountered. The controls are a bit weird for a shooter game, but that's expected because it's made by, like, Square and like the company that did Hitman.
I mean, if you really think about it, with shooters, you know, I feel like it's come to a point where certain games have their own specific schemes. Like,
well,
you know, Call of Duty has their own.
Call of Duty has its, and then Battlefield has its. But overall, they're generally the same. This one is just, holy shit, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
It kind of reminds you, like, you know, because with the whole, like, clicking the right stick to aim down the sight. And it kind of, it's kind of reminiscent of Halo, in a way. It kind of reminds, and then you use like left trigger to go in the cover.
Yeah,
and
that strange control system. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird and kind of hard to get used to.
Well,
but
it doesn't take all that long to get used to. If you're not a brain dead moron, because I've been playing loads. Yeah. I've been playing Battlefield lately. I've been playing Call of Duty now. Black Ops, the good one. I've been playing Black Ops. I've been playing Battlefield and. Now I've played this, and it's thrown me for a loop for a little while, and then it's really easy to pick up on. You know, you find yourself, as I often do, pressing like a button that should be familiar to you that does a certain thing, and you expect it to do that thing, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
But once you get past that, it's all good. Like, for example, when I got back to Call of Duty from Battlefield.
Yeah, the crouching.
I was hitting the...
The right stick.
No, I was hitting the button that knifes in Battlefield and throwing grenades.
Yeah, that and the crouch for me were the two biggest things that fucked me up. Mm. Just be like, oh, wait, I want to duck. Wait, no, I'm knifing. Damn it.
Yeah. But anyway, so Deus Ex is just... Oh, it's beautiful. It takes place in the future. There's like, it's reminiscent, if any of you listening have ever seen Ghost in the Shell. The setting to that is basically the setting to this. And you play... Well, except it's not in Japan, obviously. Well, they do go to China. You do go to China.
It's a city on top of a city.
Yeah, it's beautiful looking, too.
Yeah, it's awesome.
But anyway, so where was I going with this? Fuck, totally lost my track of thought. Thanks.
You're completely welcome.
No, I love you, man. Shit. It takes place in a similar sort of setting to Ghost in the Shell, if you've ever seen that, in the future, where, cybernetic implants are the norm, and you can hack using, like, your brain and everything like this, and there's augmentations and all this, and you unlock those in the game.
That's, like, the RPG kind of element to it.
Right, where... unlocking augments, right. And you play as a head of security for one of those developers of cybernetic augmentations called Seraph Industries. And your job is to basically stop all these series of terrorist attacks and corporate sabotage that have been going on with the company. And it's got a detective role in it, it's got a combat role in it, and there's all sorts of side missions to keep you thoroughly occupied with the game. I can tell right now it's going to take me a very long time to beat it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still haven't beat it, and on my first playthrough, I had been playing it for maybe a week, maybe a little bit more, and I still wasn't done with the story because I was doing all the side quests and everything.
Right. It's very well done. It's very well done.
Very well done.
So if you haven't picked it up yet, if you haven't heard stuff about it yet either, there's a good place to go to because there's plenty of people who have played it. Nox, have you played it?
No.
You're totally a robot.
Yeah, you're a robot.
Oh, everyone's a robot.
Oh, no.
All right, honestly.
No, I don't know, you're fine, yeah. What?
What? Uh-oh.
Hillary?
Me.
Nox.
Uh-oh. Sorry. I think Skype is taking a shit on itself.
Nox.
It's like, we don't need you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Meg, you just got like really
quality just
cybernetic.
Shit.
I am a robot.
No, it's weird. It's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, you sound like kind of muffled.
This is
something.
Like what a hurricane would sound like on the internet.
That's a good way to put it, I guess.
It's coming back up. Nox, are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Have you Have you played Deus Ex?
Haven't.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, it's really, really good, and it's for PC as well, so, you know, check it out.
Get on your boots.
And I know it's for Xbox, too.
Yeah. I think it's PS3, too.
Yeah, obviously, I'm playing it.
Duh! Jesus. That was a blonde moment.
That's Deus Ex, and then we have, finally, the long-awaited, much-anticipated beta for, like, 5 years game that everyone knows and loves, Minecraft.
Oh, the blocks just form this way.
I love that song. That should be the third song.
Should it be?
Yes.
Do you have the rights to that?
I don't care about the rights to it.
Yeah.
It's a fan song.
Yeah, but...
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, never mind then. Jeez, okay, fine.
Whoa. So, yeah, Minecraft. Whee!
Yeah, go ahead and send that to me later. I'll go ahead and edit it in. There'll be a song after this. But Minecraft is... Oh! I've been playing it since I found out about it when it was in 1.7. I played through 1.8, and now it's released. It's an official game now after being in beta forever.
Yeah. it seems like.
It's still Java-based, which me personally have a bit of an issue with. That's just me. A lot of people don't really have problems with that, but my computer is trash, so naturally I have problems with it.
Yeah.
Until they make the console release, which would be awesome.
I think because when I watched that Yogscast video when they were unboxing the Minecon goodie bag, there's a thing in there, a code that you can get like a cape for your Xbox avatar.
Yeah.
And there was a thing on there, I think it said that it was going to come out in spring of next year.
Is that just for Xbox?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I'm sure if it sells enough that it might find its way to the PS3, but I'm not sure.
PS3, you're losing me. You're losing me quick. Losing me real quick. All the extra money I could have spent on you, I could have put to 2 years of Xbox Live. Come on. Come on.
Well, I mean, I guess, you know, when it comes to like consoles, you know, it's all about, you know, you're trading one thing for another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
PS3 does have a lot of features that are useful to some people.
Yeah.
And that some people would find, you know, interesting because, you know, it's a good console overall. But I don't give a shit about that. I give a shit. All I do in it is play games and watch Netflix, and you can do that on any console.
Yeah. Even the Wii.
Yeah.
Which I kind of found a little surprising for some reason. I don't know. Because I thought, like, oh, there's a reason to have a Wii.
I guess that's the reason Netflix has so many little kids shows on it.
Yeah. Well, I do want to kind of play the new Zelda game that's coming out, but...
Oh, Zelda's not a kid game.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not...
I'm not saying that.
But, yeah, that would be the only reason I'd want to get a Wii. But I feel like they should have waited until... The new Nintendo system, whatever they called it. I don't even know. I don't even think they gave it. Yeah, no, I think that's just a controller, which is like looks kind of like an iPad sort of device. And it says that that's going to be the main controller.
Right.
And there's only going to be one per system.
Right, okay. Well,
we're getting.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
we're
anyway,
talking about Minecraft.
I'm sure we'll have that on the show when it comes out. But anyway, Minecraft. This is the
Minecraft
special.
Woo!
It's about to be called the Sidetracked Special.
Yeah. The special special.
The special special. Right.
don't you mean the special special?
There you go.
Yeah, so Minecraft is before I started playing it, every time I heard this game explained to me, particularly now with the addition of alchemy and magic, it sounded like the gayest game in the world. Honestly.
Yeah. Honestly, I still can't explain the game to anybody who hasn't even heard of it because
there's like, dude,
still...
that's the gayest game ever. I've tried.
Yeah.
I've tried.
Yeah.
It's like okay, why would I play that whenever I could just play like Lego Star Wars?
Yeah, people are like, Legos.
I've tried
like,
explaining it to Steve, and he just thinks it sounds gay.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, he doesn't know he's missing. Anyway, I'm not gonna bother explaining it because that's all it's gonna come out as.
Yeah. If you don't know what Minecraft is, where the fuck have you been for the past?
I'm going
like,
to direct you to Minecraft's website, which is www.minecraft.net. You can read all about it, including watching a live feed of how many people have created accounts. There would be 13 million accounts in the last time I checked. And
wow.
4 million people have bought the game.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
Right. And that was pre-release.
Yeah.
Release day, today, I've yet to check the statistics, but I'm sure they're up there.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like it's just gonna like steadily increase.
Yeah. Well,
it's still 4 million people bought the game, but ticker is still going
on. Also taking into consideration that a lot of people don't like to buy games that aren't like released yet.
Yeah, but with Minecraft, I feel like, you know, because it was released in like alpha.
Yeah.
So it was a huge hit,
yeah.
And it, like, I had heard about it, and it was just like I didn't know what it was, and I was like, why do so many people like this game? And I saw some gameplay, and I was like, I mean, it kind of looks interesting. And then I started watching Let's Plays, and then I was like, okay, now it looks really interesting.
Yeah.
And I want it really bad.
Well,
and I
kind of got misled when I watched Let's Plays because the first Minecraft Let's Plays I watched were the Shadow of Israfel series, so I thought that's what the game was.
Yeah.
I thought that's what the game was, and then I bought it, and I was like, oh, when does All Peculiar start coming around? Where is he? And where's Israfel? Why is he not setting random traps up behind my house, blowing me up? And then I realized, oh, this isn't the game. By the way, don't let that discourage you, because it gives you so many opportunities to be creative and do things like those series. It's one of those games that allows that. I can't think of really any that allow that otherwise, without like extensive modding, like Gary's mod, I guess. But
yeah.
This is like something in a whole nother genre than Gary's Mod, because all that is really essentially is a physics simulator.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, Nox, do you play Minecraft too?
Yep.
Yes, she does.
I do. I bought it because I'm awesome.
Yes, you are. But
I totally agree with that.
And anyone who's bought Minecraft is awesome.
Yes. Unless you're a griefer, then.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Unless you're Dead Mouse, because he's a griefer.
Professional
griefer.
But can I talk about Pocket Edition?
Yeah, go for it.
All right, well, I mean, for all the people who know Minecraft, you know, they released the Pocket Edition on the Xperia Play phones, which are the ones with, it's kind of looks like a PSP, sort of, you know, and... I was a little pissed. Well, not really pissed, but I was like a little disappointed when it came out, because I was like, oh, it's like, you know, just it's like Minecraft, but on your phone. And they just released it.
I think it's just creative mode.
Yes, yes, it is. They just released it on iOS yesterday. Hmm. And basically what you said, it is just creative mode, and it's still in alpha. Big surprise there.
Now let me ask you something. Does it cost money?
Yes, but you can get a free version of it, which I'm not really sure what the limits are on the free version. But I mean, I just bought it because I knew I was going to anyway.
Which is funny, because creative mode has been a thing that's what Minecraft started out as, is just creative mode,
mm-hmm.
and yep. that's been free since Minecraft Alpha.
Yeah.
So well, go.
I mean, I feel like they're gonna take it to a bigger thing once, I guess. I mean, maybe they were working on, you know, the regular version, and I think because it's kind of like a side project that they're doing. It's not like one of the main things that they're working on, and I don't think the whole team is working on it either. I think it's just I want to say Jeb and what's that other guy's name? Holstrom.
Holstrom. Well, yeah. I know that Notch has been working on Minecraft since before 1.8 came out.
Hmm.
So he's been busy with scrolls.
Yeah, which I saw gameplay footage of that, and it actually looks pretty cool.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not really into those like trading card game kind of games, but it looks pretty interesting. I mean, I think just because of what they did with Minecraft, I feel like I have to check it out.
Yeah, but it's not going to be Minecraft.
I know that.
And no one should expect that.
Yeah.
That's just one thing I want to put to bed right now. Mojang is a development company, just like every other game developing company is a game developing company. EA doesn't just make Battlefield.
Yeah.
Activision doesn't just make Call of Duty and Call of Duty-like games. These people make different games all the time. Mojang is going to make games that are not Minecraft, and all of you can suck it.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, personally,
like,
I haven't...
People, like, this is just, whenever a dev releases, like, an awesome game, they're like, oh, this is what their company's going to be forever. Awesome. And they're so dumb. Because people are going to go out and buy scrolls and be like, wait, this isn't like Minecraft. Well, no shit.
Yeah,
well,
it's different.
Does
it's
it say Minecraft
thing.
Anywhere in the title? Does it say craft or mine? No, it just says scrolls. You should not have that assumption in your dumb head.
Yeah, I personally haven't ran into anyone that has been that stupid yet, but I'm sure there are people out there that probably think that. And if they don't know by now that Scrolls is not Minecraft, then they need to have their head examined severely.
No, not, or just need to stop playing video games.
Yeah.
Or just stop living at that point.
If you're that dumb. We don't want
that's to. Like the those are like the people that think or thought that Modern Warfare 3 was going to be different from Modern Warfare 2.
This is something I agree with Dwight Schrute on. Humanity has effectively weeded out natural selection. We have hospitals where they save people's lives regardless of how retarded your the circumstances leading up to your accident were. And we've got seatbelts in cars. If you are too dumb to... By the way, I got rear-ended again. This is the second time this has happened in 2 months. Twice.
Hey, remember that thing? Remember that thing where you said you kept getting off subject? Yeah, now's that time.
Touché.
Touché. But yeah, Minecraft.
Yeah, Minecraft.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a deep personal tragedy I suffered through.
Did it happen in Minecraft?
Unfortunately not.
Then no.
Otherwise,
it never happened.
It never happened. Right, like, sometimes when I'm playing Minecraft, I find myself getting tired, so I go to sleep in-game. And I get hungry, so I go out and I butcher a pig and eat the pig meat. Well, I cook it first, obviously. I'm not a barbarian.
Or a cannibal, in that matter.
No, cannibals eat people.
Yeah, but still. Wouldn't it just be a lot easier to just find somebody? Wouldn't it just be easier to find somebody to eat than, like, something?
No, considering you're the only person in Minecraft.
Yeah, if you're playing single player.
Person?
Oh, wait, no. There's NPCs now. NPC villages. Which are incredibly rare. The testificates. They look like Gonzo or like a taller version of Yoda or something.
Squidward.
They have that long...
That nose.
Penis-looking nose.
Yeah.
And they got...
Really?
They just look like monk Squidwards with like cone heads.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Kind of weird.
KKK yeah. Monk Squidward.
Whoa. Mind equals blown. But yeah, what else can we even say about Minecraft? Whoa.
That.
Call of Duty.
We could say that.
But yeah. Yeah.
Rage.
Yeah, when creepers.
Indiscernible rage in the background.
Yeah, that's Steve.
Steve has always, from time to time, made occasional contributions to my show, and I thank him for that.
Yes, because he's actually very humorous whenever he does interrupt.
Yeah, he's funny. I like him.
At least he brings humor.
Yeah.
Just, oh.
They're like, ow. Oh.
Burn.
Yeah, we just got burned.
Burn.
Bitch.
What's a burn?
You're a burn in 5 minutes.
You just told us that we aren't funny.
Yeah.
No, he just brings humor.
Yeah.
Nox, I see you talking in the chat. Why are you not?
They've been doing it the whole time. I didn't want to say anything.
No, I didn't.
It was funny as fuck.
We're bonding. Leave us alone.
Nox.
God. So yeah, this all this all has to do with Minecraft. What we're talking about, we're just getting off topic because I think we're all doing things, in our own places and just getting caught up in whatever we're doing. But anyways, I don't know Minecraft.
Well, I don't really have anything else to say about it. I'm not. I mean, I could explain the game, but I'm not going to because
it would take too long.
It throws everyone off it.
They would just think it was gay.
Yeah, but I mean, if you don't know about Minecraft, get on it.
Well, yeah, don't Google it either, because you're just gonna see pictures and be like, "Wow, that game is still pretty gay."
And I recommend some of the fun you'll ever have on that game is laying things on fire, like setting a forest fire and just watching it, and it's just hilarious, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm really happy you said that.
Let's never let her on the server.
Yeah.
Yes, I like to blow up TNT and I like to set trees and stuff on fire and make things.
If you let her on your server, don't op her.
Yeah, we got ourselves a little pyromaniac here.
I mean,
be afraid of the shy ones.
I know, that's been one of my favorite things to do in sandboxy sort of games, like Minecraft or like GTA. It's just going crazy rampages and light stuff on fire.
Or stupid stuff like The Sims.
Well, in one server, I built myself a mansion with a really nice pool, and not only did it have a regular pool, but it also had a lava pool.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I would jump in the lava pool, and they had diving boards and everything. But then I got bored, And so I lit my mansion on fire, and I ran around pretending I was screaming that I needed help.
We should talk more often.
That's awesome. Why have you not talked this whole episode? That's awesome.
That's like the most you've talked this whole episode.
That's so awesome.
It was genius.
It was.
Oh. Hey, I mean, in real life, you know, if I were bored, I'd just set my mansion on fire.
Yeah, if you hand built your mansion, it's like, I just feel like setting this on fire now.
Yeah. No, I think I would die. That's something I hadn't even considered, is there are thunderstorms in that game, and my entire house is made of wood.
God.
Something I have not considered. And it is huge.
What if somebody really mean would just go up to you and up to your mansion and just like light it on fire?
That would suck if I was a multiplayer, but thankfully I am not.
I mean, if somebody else is on your server or something.
I'm talking about single player.
Oh, okay.
Well, no one can log into my server anyway because it's down.
Yeah, it's been down.
Yep.
Forever.
And it will not be going up anytime soon.
So don't even ask.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I was totally going to ask.
I was going to say, that's what she said. I mean...
Well,
it's totally not going up anytime soon.
Well, Nox, if you'd like to give it a play with us, then yeah, I'll let you know when it gets back up.
Wow. That's all it took?
Like, yeah,
that's
all it took.
Oh, boy.
That's all it took.
Man, penis jokes.
Not even, like, indirectly referencing things that could be said about a dick, and Meg just giggles.
It's not my fault.
Good lord. Front page of iTunes.
Front page of iTunes as usual.
You're the one that was just like, oh, yeah, well, come play with us. So, it's not exactly my fault.
Oh, and what would you have said if you were trying to get someone to play a game with you?
If you would like to join me in this lovely game.
Yes. This lovely virtual experience.
Yeah, you talk like that in real life all the time.
I would invite thee to play the virtual killing simulator.
It's better than saying, hey, come play with me. I'm bored.
I'm bored, come play with me.
The virtual killing simulator.
Ouch.
This has been the Minecraft special.
Minecraft special. We talked like 5 minutes about Minecraft. I think we talked a bit more about like Deus Ex and Assassin's Creed than Minecraft.
Deus Ex.
I love that picture posted to Facebook. It's a picture of Congress, and it says, "Decides pizza is a vegetable. Weed is still illegal."
Yeah, I actually posted that in the Skype chat, and I said I love your new Facebook update.
That's epic. Wow. So Congress is the ones who decided pizza is a vegetable.
Yeah.
I mean, they should have known.
Who else but
the United States government would take valuable time when they should be working on things to improve the economic situation in the States.
Come on, decide that
pizza is a vegetable. Legally decide that pizza is a vegetable.
I wouldn't be surprised if they passed out crayons before the meeting started.
I would not.
With the R reversed.
I love crayons.
Dude, but this is Congress. I mean, come on.
I stole a pack.
Crayola Congress.
I stole a pack of Crayola crayons. They weren't Crayola. They were some off-brand. But from, what's it called? Eaton Park, when we went there that one time.
Oh, yeah. I still have those.
Yeah, so do I. I still have my crayons.
We were waiting for our food at Eaton Park. It was like 2:30 in the morning, and we just found crayons, and we freaked out. And we stole them.
Mine. My crayons. I got a blue one and a green one.
I think I still have an orange one. Oh. Wow, we are off topic again.
Yeah, well, what the hell?
There's no topic to be on. We're done with Minecraft.
Yeah, oh, are we still recording right now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so...
What I would like to do is play a song, though, and that song is Strobe Lights by Cruella. And if you guys remember Cruella from the Section 9 special with the lovely song 1 Minute, it's great.
101 Dalmatians.
Yeah, that's the same exact lady, yeah. That's the same exact lady.
I had to say it. Sorry.
Anyway, Strobe Lights by Cruella.
Strobe lights are everywhere. smoke is filling the air. Turn up the theater, yeah. This is how hard we go. This is how hard we go. We go, we go, we go, we go, we go, we go, we go. Hypnotic on the rocks, my drink, 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 low than the dark. Got my LED on, tick, cam, cam, chemical shots. So much that your mouth is bubbling, so much that your breath is stuttering to the beat. Do you feel that boom, boom? Tell me, do you feel that boom, boom? How hard we go.
That was Strobe Lights by Cruella. And Cruella's amazing. Check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/Cruella. With a K. K-R-E-W-E-L-L-A.
They do not like Dalmatians.
No. They want to skin them. She wants to skin them. They, the two girls and the guy, want to skin them and make them
wear them
into fur coats.
Talk about, like,
Don't tell
Pete. Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Dalmatians.
Don't tell Katy Perry or anyone else in Peter, because they might get angry.
Yeah. And then they'll make
a nude video about it.
Oh, wait, no, do tell Katy Perry. Holy shit.
She is sexy.
You can tell Katy Perry, but just not Peter.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
So you can tell Katy Perry,
not
just not
you,
Peter.
The one who hasn't talked the whole time.
I've spoken, but... Okay.
Oh my god!
I just got really confused.
She sounded so offended. She's like, "Hey,
wait!" She said, no.
"She's like, oh, I've spoken, but okay, carry on." Dick.
I'm not gonna speak anymore now.
No, I was just throwing in what everybody else knows already—that she has a really nice body.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, speaking of really nice bodies, have you guys seen Mila Kunis's thing in GQ?
No. Does she have a naked spread?
Well, not naked, but it's pretty damn close.
Oh, I love Mila Kunis. Ever since I saw her and Natalie Portman, oh.
Well, I don't know how I feel about Natalie Portman.
Well, no, they made out in Black Swan.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Did they?
Yeah, you didn't see.
I don't know what Black Swan is. I mean, I haven't seen it, but I know what it is.
Obviously, you're not a fan of lesbian porn if you've never seen Black Swan.
Well, I mean, I think that's a little bold to say.
Yeah, I don't think it's a porno.
What? No.
If someone can just release the juicy bits, then
watch
that.
Is it like lesbian?
There was a lot of touching and heavy
petting. Is it like lesbian Brokeback Mountain?
Heavy petting?
Yes. I'm going to say heavy petting because I want to.
That's awesome.
That is
That's
awesome. I don't think I've ever heard anyone actually use that that wasn't on TV before. That's amazing.
I've heard it in a song.
Okay, or other form.
Heavy petting.
Actual person said this, not some sort of media thing. Media file.
I've never said heavy petting.
Heavy petting.
Heavy petting. That's amazing. I like that. Wow.
Imagine if that was on Facebook for somebody's likes.
That was like a Wookiee cat purring. Oh my god.
Chewbacca in boots.
Yeah.
out on DVD.
Well, anyway, it's been fun.
Yes, always.
It's been a great episode. Nox, do you have anything you'd like to say before we go?
I hope to be back. Even though I don't talk a lot.
Well,
but...
I thought she was just
Do you have anything
yes.
more wordy that you would like to say? Maybe a story, tell us about your day, describe yourself on a typical... describe the outfit you're wearing...
Whoa.
Pajamas.
Hey, okay. Of course, it gets quiet again every time.
Hang on. Let me fill you in on one thing. No, that's awful. But,
Well, that's what it sounds like.
What, this?
Yes, that sounds a lot like some fabric.
That is my fist pounding against my hand.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, we're totally buying that.
That's what you say when your neighbor catches you masturbating. Yeah, I was just hitting my knuckle across my hand. That's what I was doing.
Just pounding my fist.
Whoa. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure he just came. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is it confirmed?
That was awful quick.
Oh.
I love you. I love you. I didn't mean it in a terrible way.
You know what? No, I'm so offended. I'm going to go cry in my corner right
now. No, listen. I'm adorable. You have to forgive me.
She's like a newborn kitten. She's just lovely.
Okay, are we signing off this thing or what?
My story. Anything, I don't know. Tell us about a trip to the grocery. Anything.
Well, usually when I go to the grocery, I just sit there.
I mean, literally. Wait. You eat at the grocery store.
Well, I don't go to the grocery store alone. I go with my mother, and she does the shopping. Well, I do the eating.
You go with your mother.
Yes.
Such as it's Steve.
So, no, I used to do that too. I would always go to like the grape aisle and steal grapes.
Steve does the same thing. He'll take an apricot and eat it before we're even out of the store and throw it away in the store.
Well, they leave the trash cans there.
Yes.
I mean, what else would they be used for except for trash?
Oh, God.
Oh, this is something that just popped into my head. I have a question. Okay. When you play a game for, like, a while, when you close your eyes, do you see bits of the game and it just freaks you out? Yes.
Yeah, that sounds
oh, my God, I am not alone.
Honestly, that happened to me once with Minecraft.
Yes.
Like, I was outside. I was like somewhere. I don't even remember where I was. And I just looked at something and I just imagined it as blocks. And I was just like, oh my God. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't drinking. I was completely sober and I wasn't tired or anything. And I was just like, whoa.
I've done that. I shit you not. I've like wanted to walk up to a tree and just like cut it down.
Start punching it. Start going around punching trees. But yeah, I think we should wrap this.
I've had GTA moments while I was driving. That's kind of a bit freaky.
I'm not sure I like that one as much.
No. But yeah, before we dig ourselves holes into legal matters, it's time to go.
Yes.
So long, so farewell. What's
I'll
that
be
song?
The same goodbye.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Something. I do. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I think a simple toodaloo doesn't do for you guys, huh?
Oh, no.
Which I love, by the way.
Oh, Jesus. The sun
has gone
to bed and so must I. Okay, I'm not. To be honest, I have no idea how I still remember that after all these years. I only watched The Sound of Music
once.
Like once or twice in like elementary school. But I feel like I've heard that song a bajillion times in like other like TV shows and like. Yeah, that honestly, that's what I was thinking
of. Okay, we're trying to say goodbye and end this nightmare. So,
all right, get out of here.
Goodbye, everyone.
Get
listening.
Out of here.
Hope you've enjoyed it. Nox, I do enjoy all your input. Thank you very much. You might have said much, but
a very little input.
You might not have said much, but what you've said has just killed. You've obviously saved the best.
Well, hopefully I'll be back, and hopefully I'll have more.
I would love to have you back. Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to be back.
I'd love to have you, honestly, as a regular part of my life.
Like his maid or something.
Yeah, that's totally what I was thinking.
Obviously. I was thinking French
obviously.
Maid, but okay.
Oh, speaking of maids, can I just ask something really quick? Okay, I've been watching this show, American Horror Story, and the young maid, hot as fuck.
Yes.
Seriously.
I mean, it does make me a little. I mean, I don't want to like ruin this for people who haven't seen it, but when there are sexual acts committed with her involved, and because she's two people sort of, and when you see her turn back into the other version, it kind of grosses me out a little bit, but still.
Yes, but you just have to do your best not to think.
Yeah,
about
I know
that.
That's why I try to think about the young hot version instead of the old.
I was on the edge of my seat when Ben walked in on her touching herself on the sofa. I was like, ooh, okay.
I was like, oh, he's. But everyone else is seeing that as an old lady touching herself on the couch.
Right. Anyway, goodbye. Good night. That's a good place to
what
end it.
What a great note to end on.
No, God. Don't worry about it. It's just
do not apologize.
Loads
that was
of stuff
awesome.
Going on. Want to let people get back to their lives.
Yeah. If you've listened this long, you are a fucking champion.
Yeah, really. I apologize for these extended episodes. We will get back to the usual hour. Anyway, guys, good night. Goodbye. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the show.
Sleep well and rest easy.
I approve this message.
Good night.
Ta.
Bye.
Bye.